The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee has lashed out at the Obama administration, accusing officials of failing to consult with Congress on important cyber defense topics. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, John McCain says the administration has failed to deliver a strategy on deterring hackers.
McCain opened a hearing this week by telling defense officials he would block any effort by the Obama administration to bifurcate the leadership of the National Security Agency and U.S. Cyber Command, saying the move would be premature and lacked any consultation with Congress. That follows media reports in which anonymous sources indicated the administration intended to appoint separate leaders for the NSA and CyberCom by the end of President Obama's term, ending the seven-year arrangement in which a four-star military officer directed both organizations.
Here we go again. Another major policy matter has apparently been decided with no consultation whatsoever between the White House or the Department of Defense with this committee. I urge Secretary Carter to provide this committee and the Congress the details of this plan and his reasoning for support it. I will hope he will explain what has changed since the last time the administration rejected this idea in 2013.
President Obama had considered ending the dual hat arrangement in the aftermath of investigations into intelligence leaks by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, but decided against it, saying in a statement in 2013 that without the close relationship, elaborate procedures would have to be put in place to ensure coordination between the two agencies. Asked about the issue during an appearance at a technology conference in San Francisco, Carter emphasized that no final decision had been made to split NSA and CyberCom, but he acknowledged the administration was once again examining that original decision to place the organizations under one commander and co-locate them at Fort Meade, Maryland.
And the fundamental reason for that is that there, as you all know this, there aren't just haven't been enough good people to go around and populate two missions. So we had them both in the same location and able to work with one another. That has worked very well, but it's not necessarily gonna the right approach to those missions overall in the long run. And we need to look at that. And it's not just a matter of NSA and CyberCom. If you look at each one, we are asking ourselves questions like, what's the right mix of people? Military, civilian, contractors? How do we get people who can come in and out? It's basically a management question, and it needs to be resolved in such a way that we're best able to do these two related missions to the standard that the public should expect of us. And we all know that good people are key to those missions, and good people are a finite resource, so we're going to try to manage around the people.
Admiral Michael Rogers, the current NSA director and CyberCom commander, is evidently not among the DoD officials who are advocating for a split. Asked by McCain whether it was still his best professional military advice that the dual-hatted arrangement be kept in place, he responded, yes, without elaborating. Congress has also been examining organizational changes to U.S. Cyber Command, although none of the current legislative proposals involve severing its tight relationship with NSA. Instead, the Senate's version of this year's National Defense Authorization Act would elevate CyberCom to a full unified combatant command. Currently, it's a subordinate organization within U.S. Strategic Command. Even if the executive branch has the legal authority to separate the leadership of NSA and Cyber Command, McCain says he will use Senate rules to block any nominee the Obama administration puts forward unless that person continues to wear both hats. He says he's troubled that the deliberations were happening without input from Congress.
And while I'm sure the phrase pre-decisional is written somewhere in our witnesses' briefing papers, I would remind them that this committee does not take well to being stonewalled while their colleagues in the administration leak information to the press. Even if this decision has not been made, our witnesses should still be able to provide substantive analysis on the consequences of separating the dual hat for our national security and for taxpayers.
Separately, McCain chastised the administration for what he views as a failure to send Congress a comprehensive strategy for responding to attacks by foreign nations in cyberspace, particularly China and Russia. In particular, he pressed Marcel Letra, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, on whether DoD had a plan to respond to reports that Russian hackers had infiltrated election systems in at least two states. Both Letra and Rogers declined to even attribute the attacks to a foreign government, citing an ongoing investigation by the FBI and the Homeland Security Department.
In this particular instance, Senator, the government is intending to rely on the results of the investigation being led by the Bureau to inform its policy decisions.
I'm asking if we have a policy, and the answer is no. Do you believe there's a legislative solution that can address some of these challenges we're talking about?
Senator, the legislative route is not something that we think is the best way to go at this time. New legal and regulatory approaches are not as potentially productive as a robust dialogue seeking cooperation and collaboration with the private sector.
I agree. And unless there is a policy about what the United States' actions will be in the case of a threat, in the case of actual attack, then you're going to see legislation. Right now, there is no policy. There is no policy that you can describe to me as to what we would do about an impending attack or what we would do about an attack. And so there's a vacuum there. So if you don't act, then I guarantee you the Congress will act.
The issue of election systems arose later again in the hearing when Senator Richard Blumenthal asked whether they should be formally designated as a sector of U.S. critical infrastructure.
As you well know, in our presidential elections, the Electoral College is the critical decision maker, which results from elective systems within states. And of course, elections have consequences at the state and local level as well. And now many are driven or directed by some kind of computer collection of information. So they are vulnerable, maybe not at the ballot box, but at some point in the chain.
Rogers sidestepped Blumenthal's question a bit, prompting an exasperated response by McCain.
I think it raises a broader question of what is truly critical in the cyber world. We've tended to think along very traditional industrial, you know, kinds of lines. And, for example, we need to think about data in a whole different way. And what are the implications from a security and a critical infrastructure?
But Admiral, wouldn't the selection of our leaders, of our system of government, be there should be no discussion about that.
So, Senator,
if you attack that and succeed in destroying that, you've destroyed democracy.
So why
are we equivocating here about this?
So my only point is, if you look at critical infrastructure from a data perspective, and you look at, so what are the key data-driven decisions that tend to shape us as a nation? You'd come to a very different conclusion about an election, that structure, for example, that if your perspective was, well, critical infrastructure to us is primary industry. That's my only point to you, is this leads us, I think, to a different set of conclusions as to what is truly critical here. And an election system is a good example of that.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.